Good morning. Really special day for us today at Christ Church. I think it was back in 2014 that we actually started thinking about the possibility of taking on a children and families worker. So it's taken a lot of prayer, a lot of planning, but today, it's all come to fruition because we're going to be able to commission Kat as our children and families worker. So Kat, come and join me. Kat, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Let's just go back to where go back to there. Getting on for 3 years now. We've been in the process of wanting this to happen. And so as a church, it's been a long journey getting here. But how about for you? What is it that's kind of brought you to this point? How did you come to come to Christ Church to want to take on this work? Tell us a bit about it.
Well, it's a bit of a long journey, really. So I became a Christian when I was 28, but in 2008, God gave me a commission, and basically I was in church, and I saw two hands and a loaf of bread come down, and I heard God say, "Share my bread." And I knew then that that was what God wanted me to do. So since then, I've been on a journey with God, and I've been doing lots of different things. I've been on mission to India several times ago, once a year. I do different things with children, and I've been a food bank manager. And then at Christmas time, me and Steve moved back to the Wirral, back to Morton. And I was asking God, you know, what's my next step? What's the next thing that you would like me to do? And I didn't know. I didn't know what he was going to do. And then Steve brought me to here. And the first day, it was like, I remember the family pack was, Claire was asking for volunteers. And I said, I'll volunteer, I'll help. And then when I did it, I just knew that that's what God wanted me to do, because that's the gifting. It's about working with families and children. So that when I saw the job advert a couple of weeks later, I knew then that's what I wanted to apply for.
Brilliant. And so, because you are a Morton girl, so it's kind of, you've been all over and you've come back home again, and this is where God has clearly called you to be involved. But tell us about sort of some of the other parts of your journey.
All parts of my journey. So, as I was saying before, one of the most fun things God has sent me to was to India, to Andhra Pradesh. And I work with the children and the women and the dads out there in the forest region. And we witness to them. We work in the leprosy camps. We provide water wells. We do food missions and medical missions. And it's absolutely wonderful to see God at work. And, you know, it says the poor are the ones who are gifted in the gift of faith. And when you see the poor and their faith to God, it is such a wonderful thing to be a part of God's story. And that was my heart's cry, actually, when I was in King's Lynn, was to be a part of God's story, because we can live our own story, can't we? But what's the adventure is when we want to be a part of God's story. And it's wonderful now to stand here to be a part of God's story, what he's going to be doing in Morton over these next few years. So thank you.
Great. So it's quite possible at the moment you'll sort of look around here and you'll see some of the children and you'll think, what have I let myself in for? And then you'll see some of the adults and think, what have I let myself in for? But what are you most looking forward to?
Like I said before, I'm looking forward to the journey of seeing what God is going to do. And just as Graham was saying, it's been since 2014 that God's been knitting this story, knitting everybody together for the good things that's going to happen. And to be a part of that is something that's going to be really wonderful.
Brilliant. So, and it's great as well to have Steve hiding down at the back there, but because he'll be kind of involved with Kat and supporting Kat as part of that team. Just stand up, Steve, so everybody knows who you are as well. Right. So, It's a new ministry. It's something very special. And I'm going to ask, we've got a couple of our children, Martha and Ruby. They're going to come and help me. And Alison's coming to help me. And Rachel's coming to help me. So if you'd like to just come out here. Why don't you stand in the middle? Okay. And I'll stand over here. And they'll come out as well. So, Kat, will you take on this role with a sense of your responsibility in the work of the gospel regarding this church, this community, and the children and families with whom you will work?
With God's help, I will.
And it's great. Rachel.
Kat, will you stand with us in our desire for the nurture and support of our children, that with imagination and hopefulness of heart, we may allow them to develop their full potential under God?
With God's help, I will.
Kat, will you be there for us as a friend, to listen to us, to laugh and cry with us, to challenge us and encourage us in a life of faith?
With God's help, I will.
Kat, will you encourage us and support us as together we seek to pass on the wonderful deeds that God has done amongst us to the next generation?
With God's help, I will.
Kat's new ministry is one that she can only fulfill as part of Christ's church here, working in partnership with us all. So now, we've asked Kat some questions. Kat's got a question for you.
Will you be able to help me to do this work, giving your support by word and deed, through prayer and generosity of spirit, and join with me in commitment towards the children and families of this parish?
With God's help, we will. So can I ask everybody please to stand? And if you'd just like to, Kat, just come here. And if you guys just like to come around, stand behind Kat. We pray together. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the continuing ministry of your church in this parish, for all who've been raised up in times past and present to serve you here. We thank and praise you for your servant Kat, called by you to this present task, and for Steve as he shares with her and supports her in her ministry. Guide and strengthen all your faithful people, that we may give ourselves in love and service to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so, Kat, I now commission you as children and families worker in the parish of Christ Church. The Lord give you courage, wisdom, strength, and love to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. We all pray together for Kat. Heavenly Father, giver of all good things, bless Kat in her ministry here. Give her your peace, fill her with your joy, and strengthen her in your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Well, we've commissioned Kat to her new work with our children and our families. And we look forward to working alongside her as God brings those fresh opportunities in this area. But of course, we're grateful for all that God has already done and enabled us to do, to be working with children and families, for those that he has called and equipped to serve. So we're actually going to spend a little time now in our service commissioning those who he has called to ministry, or might be calling to ministry, here at Christ Church. And we're going to begin with those who work with toddler group, with SOS and Sunday clubs. So if you will all please stand if you're involved in those ministries. Do you believe that you have been called by God to serve him in this ministry in Christ Church? Because we cannot do the work of God in our own strength, will public worship and private prayer continue to seek his help in all you are called to do? Will you do all you can to work in unity with the other members of Christ Church? God our Father, we thank you that through your Son you have called us into the fellowship of your church. We thank you that you call each of us to serve you, using the gifts that you give through your Spirit. And we thank you for all those you have called to share in ministry with children and young people in this church. We pray now for your blessing upon these people. Equip them with everything they need for their ministry. May they be aware of your presence with them and your Spirit working through them. Please give them wisdom. Give them patience. Give them your love for the children in their care. And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of his name. Amen. Do you take a seat, though you may be called to stand again? Because we are all called to serve his church in many and varied ways. And so, as I said, as we start this new term, we want to take a moment to pray for God's blessing on all who are involved in ministry here at Christ Church, young and old alike. The one thing that should underpin everything that we do as individuals and as church is prayer. It says in Psalm 127, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the workers labour in vain." So we need to be a people of prayer. Without a commitment to be seeking God's will and wisdom for all that we do, and praying for the work that he has called us to be praying for one another, then we are simply acting in our own strength and we can't hope to bear fruit. So we're going to start by commissioning those who are called to prayer ministry. So if you are on the prayer ministry team, if you are on the prayer chain, if you lead us in prayers during our Sunday services, or are involved in any way in prayer ministry within the church, will you please stand now? Are some of our youngsters standing too, who've led us in prayers? Do you believe that you have been called by God to serve him in this ministry here at Christ Church? Because we cannot do the work of God in our own strength, will you, in public worship and private prayer, continue to seek his help in all that you are called to do? Will you do all you can to work in unity with the other members of Christ Church? And so let me pray. God, our Father, we thank you that through your Son you have called us into the fellowship of your church. And we thank you that you call each of us to serve you, using the gifts that you give through your Spirit. And we thank you for those that you have called to share in the ministry of prayer in this church. And we pray now for your blessing upon these people. Equip them with everything they need for their ministry. May they be aware of your presence with them and your Spirit working through them. Grant them all that they need to minister your grace to your people here through prayer and intercession. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of his name. Amen. Do you take a seat? And as we meet together here for Sunday worship, and as we meet during the week, one of the things that we are called to do, each of us, is to welcome, to encourage, to support and nurture one another so that we all grow in faith, equipped to be making and growing disciples. And so can I now invite you to stand if you are a welcomer or a sides person, if you are involved in reading the Bible and bringing us God's word here in church, if you are a home or a study group leader, or you are involved in pastoral ministry, will you please stand? Also, would our music group stand? If you're involved in sound or projection, will you also please stand? Do you believe that you have been called by God to serve them in this ministry in Christ Church? And because we cannot do the work of God in our own strength, will you, in public worship and private prayer, continue to seek his help in all you are called to do? And will you do all you can to work in unity with the other members of Christ Church? So let me pray. God, Father, we thank you in your Son, you have called us to fellowship in your church, and that you have called each of us to serve you using the gifts that you have given us through your Spirit. And we thank you for all those you have called to share in the ministry of this church, to be encouragers, welcomers, to be equippers of your people. And we pray now for your blessing upon them. Equip them with everything they need for their ministry. May they be aware of your presence with them and of your Spirit working through them. Grant them all that they need to minister your grace to your people here. And this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of his name. Amen. But just in case you thought that was it, breathe a sigh of relief. I haven't stood up yet. We are all called to be disciples. Perhaps this morning, as you sit there, seeing everybody bob up and down, you're thinking, I don't know what it is that the Lord is calling me to do. But nevertheless, you feel a real desire to be serving him here in this place. Well, if that's you this morning, why don't you pick up a copy of What Can I Do? They're available at the back of church, and they give you a list of everything that goes on here in Christchurch. And as you use it in prayer, the Lord may speak to you and show you what you should be doing for him here in this place. Because everyone who trusts and follows Jesus is called to be a disciple. And a disciple is someone who is growing into the likeness of Christ, someone who loves and serves others as we build God's kingdom together. And Jesus has called every one of us, young and old alike. We are to follow him in his work in the kingdom. And thanks be to God that there is so much amazing work already going on here in church and throughout the week. So, for those who have not yet been called, if you are a warden or on the PCC or one of its subcommittees, if you work in the office or serve refreshments in the coffee bar, if you're involved in TLC, Food Bank, Family Pack, in fact, however you are serving Christ's church here in Morton, or are looking to serve his church, whatever you do in the hope of Jesus Christ, can I now invite you to stand? So to each of you, do you believe that you have been called by God to serve him in this ministry at Christ Church? Because we cannot do this work in our own strength, will you in public worship and private prayer continue to seek God's help in all you are called to do? Will you do all you can to work in unity with the other members of Christ Church? And so let me pray. God our Father, we thank you that through your Son, you have called each one of us into fellowship in your church. And we thank you that you call us to serve you using the gifts that you have given us through your Spirit. And we thank you to all those you have called to share in ministry within this church. And we pray now for your blessing upon these people. Equip them with everything they need for their various ministries. May they be aware of your presence with them and of your Spirit working through them. Grant them all that they need to minister your grace to your people here and in the wider community of Morton. These things we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of his name. Amen. You can temporarily sit. Today our Sunday clubs are starting up again, and so they will be very shortly heading out over to the revamped parish centre. And before they do that, just let me pray briefly for them. Dear Lord, we do thank you so much for our children and for the opportunity to teach and encourage them to grow in faith. Bless them and all who nurture them as they start this term. We pray these things in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing to be able to come to church, and not only do you have the benefit of worship, but you also have keep fit by having to keep standing up and things like that. So it's fabulous. We're being able to commission cats. We're looking at the way that God has called all of us into ministry, and it's such a wonderful thing to be able to celebrate together. And God has not only called us in that way, but God has blessed us with a shiny new parish centre. So much has been happening in the parish centre over the last few weeks. And it's just, I think God's timing is just amazing, because Kat is now going to get stuck in with things like SOS and toddler group and Sunday club and new things that she's going to be starting up. And we've got a great venue for those things to be happening in. The two tie together so well. Just for those of you who maybe not haven't been over to the Parish Centre lately, about 5 weeks ago, that was how things were looking. I wonder if you can actually remember how the Parish Centre used to be. Because just after that, bits of it were knocked down and new bits of it were built up. So extending the kind of sort of cafe area. The building was finished. The building work was finished 3 weeks ago, but still obviously loads and loads had to happen. Then the decorating was finished. That was a couple of weeks ago. And I have to say that the decorating was truly amazing. There were so many people suggested different colours for the colour scheme, and whatever colour you wanted, it will be in there somewhere. Absolutely fabulous. New flooring laid, and then in the last few days, new chairs, and now it's all ready to go. And at the end of this service, we hope that everybody's going to be able to come and have a bit of cake. So what will be happening at the end of the service is we'd like everybody to go in through the back doors of the parish centre. We'll gather together in the hall, and then when we're all over there, some of our children are going to cut the ribbon and we'll all rush in and devour cake. You're glad you came now, aren't you? But just before we move on from that, we've talked about the way that so many we're called to serve God. And over the last few weeks, there have been so many people who've got stuck in practically serving in making this happen. And can I ask, if you've probably thought you're tired out now anyway from all the standing up and down, but if you've been part of the Parish Centre redevelopment, so that if you've been part of the planning for it, if you've been wielding a paintbrush or something like that, if you've been involved in any way, would you please stand? Yeah, I think you were, Jeremy. You can stand up. And I think it is great. Just look around the number of people who committed time and energy and effort to really making this happen. So we just want to say thank you to all of you. Please sit down. And having commissioned everything that moves, we're going to commission something that hopefully won't be moving. Let me just pray for all that's going to happen in the Parish Centre over the coming months and years. God, our Father, we thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for providing the funds that were needed to do the work on the Parish Centre. Thank you for all those who gave their time and energy and skill to making this happen. And yet we know, Father, that just having good buildings, just having a revamped parish centre on its own won't do the work of the gospel. You've given us this building so that we can use it for your glory, so that we can use it to help others come to know the Lord Jesus for themselves. And so we pray now that as you've blessed us with the funding for it, as you've blessed us with the people to make it happen, so you will now pour out your blessing on all that happens in the parish centre. And we pray above all that everything that happens there won't be for the glory of Christ Church, but will be for the glory of the Lord Jesus, and that many, many more will come to recognise him as their Saviour and Lord over the coming months and years. We ask it in his great and glorious name. Amen. It has been just such an exciting morning. First of all, after those years of planning and praying, being able to commission Kat as our children and families worker. And then on the back of that, because I was sort of saying at 9 o'clock this morning, one of the dangers with taking Kat on is that everybody else sits and thinks, thank goodness we've taken somebody on to do all that work, and sits back and lets Kat get on with it. But no, actually, Kat being here as our children and families worker should make everybody busier, because her job is to inspire people and encourage people to be involved in that work. So that's just so great. Then we've been reminded of how many people are involved in ministry here. We've thought about the new parish centre. So, yeah, so much excitement. There should be a real buzz about what's gone on this morning. But it is important to stop just for a moment and ask, what's it all for? Why do we need a fancy parish centre? Why do we want a children and families worker? Is it just about us thinking how clever we are, how good we are? Is it about us feeling good about ourselves? Surely it's more than that. To help us think briefly about that, we are going to turn to the Bible, and Julie is going to come and read for us.
Today's reading is Psalm 145 and can be found on page 631, 631 of your pew Bibles. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name for ever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name for ever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Julie. So, how does Psalm 145 show us what we should be doing here? What it means to be disciples of the Lord Jesus in Morton in 2017? And I actually think it's all summed up in one verse. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. That is what we should be doing. That's what we need to be doing. That's what Kat, in all the different aspects of her work, needs to be doing. Telling the next generation about how great and wonderful the Lord our God is. And it should be at the heart of all of our ministries, doing that in different ways, declaring the greatness of God. And there is so much to tell. Just look again at some of the things that Psalm 145 tells us. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. And this world It is simply breathtaking. And the Bible tells us this world is here because of God. And I have to say, I cannot understand how God can be so great that he holds the whole universe in his hand. I don't know how God sustains the universe. But I do know that as I look at the world around me, I just see a tiny glimpse of how wonderful God is. But wonderful though the world is, it isn't actually the main focus of Psalm 145. It's not the main reason we have for praising God. Because this glorious God who holds the universe in his hands is also the personal God who cares about you. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. God is good to all. God's goodness extends even to people who rebel against him. So often we don't deserve God's goodness. We don't deserve God's love. But even when we sin, God still loves us and is good to us. And we can see that so much more clearly than the psalmist. Because we know that Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth and in the end died in my place and in your place. Paul writes in Romans 5, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So God's creation of the world is awesome, but the fact that despite our sin and rebellion, God still loves us and has taken the punishment that our sin deserves on his Son, well, that compassion and grace should humble us and fill us with gratitude and praise even more. And there's even more because this wonderful God is at work for us. Look at the great promises in this psalm. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises. Every promise that God has made, he will fulfill. It's wonderful. It's amazing. It should just blow our minds away that this God, the creator of the universe, the gracious and compassionate and faithful God, he's not somewhere distant. He's just near us. In such a vast universe among so many people on this planet, God is near to me. He's near to you. Which means that when I pray, God hears. So when Psalm 145 says that one generation commends your works to another, they tell of your mighty acts. Those are the things that are included in that. Those are the things that we should be telling others about. God's greatness, his compassion, his faithfulness, his love. Because unless people are told those wonderful truths, how will they ever know? Just think this morning of how many people have played a part in you being here. It actually goes back almost 2,000 years. Those who followed Jesus, who saw him crucified, who then witnessed his resurrection, if they'd kept quiet about what they'd seen and heard, the Christian faith would have died out in a generation, wouldn't it? You wouldn't be here. If the early Christians had stayed at home and kept the gospel to themselves, the gospel would never have reached beyond Israel. If early missionaries hadn't taken the risky journey to the wild pagan people of Britain, there'd be no church here. We wouldn't be here. All of those events kind of play their part in your being here this morning. But more specifically, if someone hadn't shared the gospel with you, you wouldn't be here. If you're a Christian, at some time, somebody did just what this verse says. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. You might have been brought up in a Christian home and have known Jesus from your childhood. You might have grown up attending church and have heard the good news from a Sunday school teacher or preacher. But you might have had no interest in Jesus until one day someone told you about the difference he'd made to them. You might have just decided to come along to church and over the weeks have heard the gospel. But one thing is certain. If you are a Christian, it means that at some point you heard the good news of Jesus and responded in repentance and faith. And if you are a Christian, the baton has now been handed on to you. We're now the generation that must pass on the good news. And we don't just tell others about how great God is in some sort of abstract way. We commend his works. We just want to encourage other people to know this wonderful God for themselves. And as we've already said, that isn't just something that CAT, as Children and Families Worker, is called to do. It's something that should be the lifeblood of our church. On Sundays, why do we meet together like this? Well, at least in part, so that those who lead and preach can do just what this verse says. That's what I should be doing here this morning. Opening the Bible and commending the wonder of God to you who are listening. It's what the music group should be doing. Their music and their singing should be helping us to see and trust this great God. It's what's happening at the moment in Sunday Club. It's what should be happening on Tuesday in SOS. It should be happening tomorrow morning in Toddler Group and in TLC tomorrow afternoon. It should most definitely be happening in our home groups. Sometimes that commending God's wonderful works will be done through words, sometimes through actions. But anyone who comes into contact with Christchurch should see something of how great God is, how wonderful his love is, how amazing it is to know him. It means that if you're a more mature Christian, you should be helping and doing this for younger Christians, explaining to them how great God is, commending the wonderful works of God to those who are younger in the faith. If you're younger in the faith, you'll have other people you can be telling. You may have non-Christian friends who you can be speaking these things to. You'll have children who you can be speaking these things to. It should, everything, our whole life together should be permeated by just telling one another how great God is, commending God's works to one another, telling of his mighty acts. And if you've just come along to Christ Church this morning and you know you're not yet a Christian, you should be expecting others here to be doing this. You should be expecting people to come up to you and talk to you about how great God is and the wonderful things that he's done. So, Kat, above all, this is your work. But not just for Kat, for all of us here. Everyone this morning who's been commissioned for service, this ultimately is what we've been commissioned to do. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. Amen.